Jesus, glorious Jesus, is an honor to come in your presence and to call upon this wonderful name, the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. The one came to save our soul and to redeem us from death of hell and to grant us grace of eternal life. Yes, Lord, be with us tonight as you promised. And we believe it that you are already among us according to your promise, according to your precious word. And we expecting you to give us food. We are thirsty and hungry of your word and of your presence. And we believe that tonight you will do it. Visit our lives. Bless those who listen and those who are home, brothers and families. You take care of them and you don't forget no one. For this reason, we trust you that you start a work among us, among this assembly or your church, and you will finish all things. Bless our lives as we depend on you. Open our heart and understanding for us to understand you, or to understand all the words that you will give us, and to seal them in our heart. Yes, Lord, grant grace. You know and you see that we are tired in all these problems, but you give us rest. You are the one who refreshes our spirit and our soul, and we are resting in you. And we believe that you have a word for each one of us tonight. Give us according to the needs of our heart. Thank you. To you belong honor, adoration, and thanksgivings in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 We will read from the extract from the book of Brother Frank, Traditional Christianity, Chapter 4, The Unfounded Claims of the Pope. Brother Jeremiah is not yet there. We stop at page 41 in Italian. Let us start. In the first paragraph of the page, we did not finish, but there are important things that I wanted to read. Is that page 40? We on the theme of the symbol of the key. May God bless His word. The symbol of the key is very easy to understand. Whosoever has a key for a house may enter. Who has one for a car can drive the same, and whosoever is in possession of the key of the kingdom of heaven has the access to the kingdom, and he could unlock things which were formerly locked up and could reveal what has hidden before. By the power of the divine calling and of placing into the ministry, the New Testament doctrines binding for the whole period of grace were laid down for the church and can never be altered. The Lord accused the spiritual leaders of his days in regard to the keys as follows: Woe unto you, lawyers, for ye have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye enter not in yourselves, and then that were entering in ye indirect. That is Luke 11 verse 52. Could it be that we find ourselves today in the same spiritual condition? Luke 11:52. Now, Brother Franco is commenting. This entering in the Word of God is to recognize who is Jesus Christ, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Without the revelation of Jesus Christ, it is impossible to open the door. For this reason, the message came and it revealed who was the man Jesus. The denomination, they forgot it and they confused the things, but the Lord granted us grace and he gave us the key to enter in the kingdom of God. He is truly a blessing. This is an extract of the book of Brother Frank. Through this revelation, you can enter in other places of the scriptures to recognize, for example, what has taken place in the Garden of Eden, marriage and divorce, to recognize what has taken place in the seventh seal and predestination. So to have this mystery revealed to you when you have this key. We read again Luke 11:52. What Brother Frank wrote in the circular letter, Luke 11:52. When the mercy came, for this reason today, denominations are still out. That's why also among us, as we read, and Brother Funk wrote, could it be that we find ourselves today in the same spiritual condition? It's true. There are still many, many people still in darkness. They're reading the letter. As the Lord was saying to the Sadducees, they have the letter of the law, but they were not capable to understand or to put them at their place. Today is the same thing. There are many who read the letters, but the main point is to put in practice. Not all enter in. It's a grace that God is giving us. He said, to you, it was given the kingdom. To you was given what people cannot see or cannot hear. In Matthew 13, is something important. Now, Luke 11:52. Who unto you, lawyers? How can you remove or take away the key? Is when you don't enter in the obedience of the word of God. They remove again the key. Also in Daniel chapter 12 is written that knowledge will increase at the last days, science and wisdom. Here in verse 52 say, ye enter not in yourselves, And them that were entering in, ye hinder them. For this reason, a lot of churches, many churches today, those people who put themselves as leaders, or those who are taking responsibility or want responsibility, they enter not. And how are they going to do for other people to enter? Is still the same thing. Let's read in John 10. We can read it in John chapter 10. John chapter 10, verse 9. here he speaks about the good shepherd. John 10:9, I'm the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. You see the main thing is the word of God revealed in my life. Reveal step by step as I walk with the Lord. So the pasture, that means he gives us to eat. He gives us food to grow. This is glorious. Because it's not just in the beginning, but also at these last days. For this reason, say, I'm the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Then he said, that the keeper opened. I do not want to start preaching now. So the keeper is the Holy Spirit, is God. God opened the word. Jesus Christ was the Son of God, but he was God in the flesh. So he was the keeper. He said, no one can come to me if it's the Holy Spirit who's opening the word, the door, and then you can enter. The good shepherd speaks, and the sheep follow him. They follow the word of God. It's also written that in the last day, there will be the false Christ. False Christ. We can read also in Matthew 24, verse 4. Matthew 24, verse 4. Often, Brother Franca refers or says, if there is not a key to enter, the door cannot be unlocked. Let us see how Brother Franca speaking about this subject. In a manner, also when among brothers, if there is no a key to open the door, it's going to be the people are going to be blocked. In the subject like forgiveness of sin or discussion, for this reason, it's important to have the key for the key to open the door. And the key will give you a good position. And you will understand what each one of you has to do. Matthew 24:4. Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I'm Christ. There are a lot of people, they're putting themselves in front of others to stop them to enter in. When a gift or a ministry who is not under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, of leadership of God, he put himself before brothers, and he's not submitted to the word of God, he's going to block other people to enter. Then this becomes serious. For this reason, really, truly, we have to pray the Lord to give us the right position, the right revelation, and for us not to block those who want to approach and to enter in. If not, we are there blocking other people. And the door is still closed. Also, verse John 14:6. So it's necessary to have the revelation, and the revelation doesn't come from a man. It's not coming by a man. It's like Jesus when he was speaking. In John 16, when Peter repeat, "You are the Christ, the Son of God," it was a direct revelation where pollution of thoughts of man were not there, or reasonings, they were not there. But it was simply the direct word that comes from the Holy Spirit. That's what we call the revelation. When the Lord speaks, or already in the Old Testament with Rebecca, also with Abraham, when he said, "You possess the gates of your enemy." Brother Branham also preached a sermon on this theme, to possess the gates of your enemy, to know his voice, to discern it, the position, to discern the position, to know how to do for people to be saved and to say right things. In John 14 verse 6 is written, "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Let's continue to read Brother Frank. Brother Franco is saying, "Sometimes I have thoughts, then I write them down. Through when I'm meditating or reflection, I'm reflecting. And I write, there are a lot of situations in the Church of Jesus Christ." So to possess the key is something glorious. So, but the problem is like not all can have it. Many are chosen, many are called, a few are chosen. And may God grant grace to outpour this salvation till the last days for people to put themselves under refuge. In his refuge, and to have a key is something glorious, and to come truly before the Lord and say, "Lord, do I have a key? Do I receive it?" And then let us continue here. Brother Frank is saying, It is also misunderstood and wrongly interpreted what Jesus spoke in the connection mentioned to Peter, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Matthew 16:19. What does this mean? Whatever the Apostle Peter, by the direct inspiration of the Holy Spirit, declared must be valid as long as the Church is on earth. Repentance, water baptism of the Holy Spirit, all this was done under God's leading, and therefore it is valid in heaven as is valid on earth. This is the actual significance of the keys. This is a demonstration. Brother Franco say is the demonstration of the love of God toward his creature, toward his elect, because he came for us. He came for those, we have to say it, maybe we did not know it. We were in sin. We were unbelievers, we were far from God. We were sinners, blasphemers. We were among those people. But before the foundation of the world, we were already written in the book of the Lamb. For them to know that there was a Savior who saved them already. We continue reading, Brother Frank. The divine authority was not restricted to Peter only, who in the hour of the birth of the New Testament church spoke forth the things which must be taught and practiced. But the same authority was also placed on the whole church. Now, Brother Franco, say Matthew 28:18, "Go ye and make of all the nation my disciple, baptize them in the name of Jesus Christ." He gave this task, this duty, or this commission, or this work to the apostle to do, is a task that the church has, to preach the word of God. No Branhamist, neither Frankist, but disciple of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This fact is shown without doubt in Matthew 18:18, where the text is used in the plural. Verily I say unto you, whatever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. It's seen very clearly that the same authority given to the man of the first hour to lay down the binding doctrines and practices was also given to the whole church, because it must teach and practice what it was laid down. You see, for this reason, sometimes, how can we identify ourselves in the Word of God? How can we? Because this task is still here. It's not that God has said, or the Spirit has said, wait for the first and the letter rain, then after you will go. Do you understand? No, it's a task which was even before. He gave it before at the beginning of Pentecost. Jesus has given this order, and who receive it? How should we receive and understand it? Let us continue. As seen from the connection, it's also valid for the things personally pertaining to every believer. If someone did not take heed to what the church according to the word decided, the same was considered to be an unbeliever. This divine authority is not bound to the single man, but rather it is the authority of the word itself for the whole church. Let us read in Matthew 18:15. You see the opening here. So forgiveness of sins, the key. As we read, how shall you receive it? Let us read Matthew 18 from 15 to 17. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if ye shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a needy man and a publican. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind, here is about binding and loosing, opening or closing the door. The subject is bind or loose. Whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loose in heaven, or the same with bind. So verse 18 again. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Again I say unto you, is what Brother Frank wrote also here down, Matthew 18:19. Again I say unto you, that if two of you should agree on earth as touching anything that they should ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. So among brothers is important in churches. So is binding or losing? It's through the word, it's through the preaching, it's through the revelation of the word of the scripture. And if you lose, the ropes are loosed. And everything goes back at this place. Is the divine harmony, is the spiritual teaching that is necessary. It must be sealed in the church. But this is not everywhere. We don't find it everywhere. It's true. I come to this conclusion that I don't find it. This is important. Let us continue. A clarification should also be given about John 20. We read again Matthew 18:19. Then also, if where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm in midst of them. For this reason, we believe in the presence of God, and we believe in the divine presence. It is something true and is serious, important. The loose must be loosed, and everything must be put back at its place. Everything must be in harmony with the word of God. God has done it. For this reason, he gave us this authority, gave it to the church. 1st, he gave it to Peter, then to all the church. We read it. We are concerned. Matthew 18:18. Now, Brother Frank, he continue. A clarification should also be given about John 20, 21, 23. There, the Lord spoke to the apostle. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father had sent me, even so I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and spake unto them, receive ye the Holy Spirit. Whatsoever sins ye remit, they are remit unto them. Whatsoever sins ye retain, they are retained. This passage is totally misunderstood by the Roman Catholic Church and is being applied unscriptural. There is no man on earth who has something to do with forgiveness of sin. The sins are forgiven by God only. Amen. Through the preaching of the gospel, now this is important. Listen carefully. All of us, through the preaching of the gospel, those who believe in Christ, those who believe in Christ and in the accomplished work of redemption receive the forgiveness of sin of God. It's clear that no one can forgive his own sins or the sins of someone else. You see, that is how forgiveness comes. Forgiveness comes through preaching of the word. Of the anointed word, the person will be touched and recognize certain things. Is something personal between him and God, and no one knows it. And something takes place between him and God through the word that came out. For this reason, we have this possibility to forgive in certain manner sins, or in a certain way sins, without pushing people or binding people, but we try to lose their heart. Then scripture say, it's clear that no one can forgive his own sin and or the sins of someone else. The scripture says, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all the nations, Luke 24:47. We can open Luke 24:27. Let's start from verse 44. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophet and in the psalm concerning me. Then open ye their understanding, that they may understand the scripture. And so God opened their understanding. and say unto them, thus is it written, and thus is behold Christ to suffer and rise from the dead and the third day. So the person has the heart open, and God, Christ has the possibility to enter, or the person has the possibility to enter then. When verse 45, then you open their understanding that they might understand the scripture, and he say unto them, thus is written, and thus is beyond Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. That's why all what we lose, they are loosed. What we bind, they are bound. It's like it's written here. So is a possibility to forgive sins is important. Do you remember? I read it many years ago. There was a preaching of Brother Branham. There was a woman and a young man. While Brother Branham was preaching, there was a couple. They were young people. They have a mental problem. They were embracing themselves in the church and not paying attention to what the Lord was speaking. At a moment, they Brother Branham looked to them, and they looked to him. They were afraid, because it was God has given Brother Branham to pronounce. You can pronounce death or life. And he look at them in their eyes, then he say, I forgive you. Do you understand? What's the meaning of that? Forgiveness, hallelujah. We read it somewhere else. Brother Frank is speaking, will speak about it. So that means he opened the door for them to be forgive. If not, there would be a problem for them. So he has this authority, this power. For this reason, I say that God has to grant grace to help us to understand that, to understand everything that he has given to the church as power, as faith, as authority. Is important to understand it, for us to realize it and to put it in practice, in action. Hallelujah. We can see, thus say the scripture. Be careful. The potential that the Lord has given to the church, to all those who enter through the door, all those who enter through revelation, and they understand that this power was given to open and to loose, or to open and close, to loose and bind, is a potential that we do not realize yet. But just in the spirit, we can realize it. In the flesh, you cannot understand it. For this reason, God has to grant us grace. For those who listen, is the bride of Christ who prepares himself. At the end, when the Lord, when the latter rain will fall, it will fall fully and will be manifest. Already today is manifesting. I believe is manifesting today. We won't go in details. God has to grant us grace to realize that, to realize the position, our position, the position of his church, of his bride. So starting beginning at Jerusalem. And you being dead in your sin and uncircumcised, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, as he made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Colossians 2 verse 13. Also to us the door was open and the key was given us through the work accomplished at Golgotha through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is something done already. There's no way to say there are still sins not forgiven. But you have to strengthen thyself in faith. It's written we have to strengthen ourselves together. And then what God has written will be accomplished. What does the utterance, which is the plural, actually signify? Whatsoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. Let's go back in John 20 verse 13. John 20 verse 13. John 20. If you take 20:20, and when he had so said, he swore unto them his hand and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them, peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive the Holy Spirit, whosoever since ye remit, they are remit unto them, and whosoever since ye retain, they are retained. This is important. This thing has already taken place. It won't take place during the latter rain because they are still breathing in with these thoughts, but they must be loose from this thought. Do they have in their conscience the forgiveness of their sin? Do they realize that this passage has taken place in their life? Because the Lord Jesus said, go, make your own nation my disciple, and baptize them in the name of Jesus Christ. Not Branhamist, not behind a man, not behind the church. My church, your sheep, my flock, no. But toward the good shepherd, the one who gave, the one who is the door. If not, I'll be like a Pharisee. I think to know. Yeah, you can say, yeah, me, I have it, and you? And you are blocking other people to have it. This is the point. Hear the word say, whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. We continue to read. To whom was it addressed? And in what connection? After his resurrection, our Lord spoke to the apostle whom he had personally called to preach the gospel. In this connection, Jesus refers to the sins committed against someone directly ordained to preach the gospel. When our Lord ministered, there were those who sinned against him because they were ascribing the supernatural ministry to Beelzebul. And then made the following statement: "Wherefore I say unto you, all manners of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit shall not forgiveness forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Spirit shall not be forgiven him, neither in this age, neither in the age to come." Matthew 12, 31, 32. Let us read it again. Matthew 12, verse 31 to 32. Brother Franco explains concerning whosoever speaketh against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven to him. And Brother Franco says this is related to the sin committed against man since the vision of the Holy Spirit in Pentecost. They execute the minister given by God. If someone blasphemes against them or stone them, this same servant of God can forgive his sins. So that is related to the sin committed against the man of God since the vision of Spirit in Pentecost. They execute a minister given them by God. So is that before the first or after the latter rain? For this reason, I'm putting accent in this point. This word is for me and is for you. So this is related to the sin committed against the man of God since the effusion of the Holy Spirit. They have a minister of God. If someone speaks against them, he can forgive them. That's also takes place with Brother Branham. Also among us is the same thing that has taken place with Brother Branham. So we have to realize that is God who speaks, and God is the one who forgives. Jesus himself has given us an example when he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Luke 23:34. When Stephen was stoned, he followed his master's example. In Acts 7:59-60. Sometimes we don't realize it, but when you read it, you ask yourself, why he say it? It's true. Jesus Christ said, "Forgive them. They know not what they do." But after that, there was a plan. There was the plan of redemption. So it was also for Israel. Peter was there. Oh no, Paul was there. He was witness of the death of Stephen. Paul was there when they were stoning him. Even if he did not stone him, but he was witness, is important for him to have said that. Also for Paul to be included in for him not to sin against the Holy Spirit. When someone does not sin against the man of God, but against the working of the Holy Spirit through the gift of the Holy Spirit which are in operation, and blasphemes, that is an unpardonable sin which is being retained. A man of God can only forgive those who sin against him and not those who sin against the Holy Spirit. The Lord's Prayer, we are clearly taught, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Also here, Brother Branham said, it was a man who done it. It was not the spirit of Christ. Someone said of Brother Branham, this is of man, is not of God. We can read in 2 Kings. Let's read in 2 Kings, chapter 2. 2 Kings chapter 2. Verse 23. And he went up from thence unto Bethel, and as he was going up by the way, there came four little children out of the city, and mocked him, and said unto him, go up, thou bald head, go up, thou bald head. And he turned back. He looked on them and cursed them in the name of the Lord. At this time, he received the double portion of the Holy Spirit, and he has also the mantle of Elijah, his garment. And the prophets, the son of the prophets who were there, they could say the spirit of Elijah is upon him. So he was already executing the will of God or the work of God. Here, Brother Frank wrote, if someone sins, if you blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, there is no hope. For this reason, here with Elisha, this situation has taken place. People could say, yeah, they were kids. There are feelings there to justify the thing. There is always a justification. He did it willfully. They were kids. They were mocking the anointed of God. And Brother Branham, I read it. You also read it in the brochures. He say at this time there is a man who can say that. We are not going to touch these things. But we have to understand when something is under work or God is working, it takes that mental he was doing is executing his work, and this is the thoughts who came in my mind. And there are other many examples that we can have. Among servants of God, during their work or during their pilgrimage or during their ministry, during their action before the Lord, they had to do with other people, to persons mocking them. We don't speak of others. When Brother Branham preached, there's a woman who say, I won't give even this gospel to my cow. The gospel who, when she was in the bed in the hospital before to die, he wanted to call Brother Branham, but it was not possible anymore. The thing was already done. So sometimes we don't realize it. I'm saying that this is for all of us, for everyone. For this reason, we believe. We believe that if God speaks through a person, is the Spirit who's acting. Sometimes we have difficulty. We poor human beings. We have difficulties. But at that time, they were fear to say we are before God. How am I before God? My state, how is my state before God? There are some who came here, but they did not realize they did not realize that to give respect to God. If I go before the king, or if I go many people came here without wondering or asking themselves these questions, not having fear of the place. This is for everyone, for preachers, for the elders, for everyone. We have to be careful. Is it God speaking, or is this or that who speaks? God has to grant us grace to be careful. We read it. It's important for the fear of God to enter in us and in the Church of Jesus Christ, to see the signs, the miracle, the wonders, and may God speak, the heart be, the sins be forgiven, the thoughts of heart be revealed. All these, they are part of the work of God. Is the order that Jesus has given to his servants, to his... Therefore, if someone blasphemes against a servant of God, it can be forgiven. Continue reading, Brother Frank. Yeah, Psalm 103, verse 3. You have a key, you can do it, you can forgive easily. The blood of Jesus has done his work. So there is joy in my heart. There are other things that takes place. When you're praying, if you have something against someone, forgive him, for your Father in the heaven to forgive him also. Mark 5. If you forgive someone, even if he's 70 times 7, you have to forgive him. If someone blaspheme against the servant of God, forgiveness can be... Now we are reading again, Brother Frank. Therefore, if someone blasphemes against the servant of God, it can be forgiven. In case where the Holy Spirit is working through a man and somebody blasphemes, whatever is done by the Holy Spirit, then the man is not concerned whom God uses as a vessel, but it is directed against the Holy Spirit himself. It's like what happened with Elisha. He's mocking God. It's like you just closing the door. is finished. It came to my spirit, Brother Branham, before to die, when he was still in the hospital bed, and his wife was there, weeping. Himself, he said, "Let me go." He said to his wife, "Leave me go. Leave me." There was still love there of the wife towards his husband. At the hand, Brother Ronald said, "Let me go." And at the hand, he left him go. God has to grant us grace, must give us a spiritual feeling, deep feelings. We don't play with God. The matter is serious and is true. We believe we have to do with men or with things. In contrary, it's serious. God is seeing us, and what he has done for the church is true. It's thus said the Lord, is written. In such a case, a person is guilty before God of having committed an unpardonable sin against the Holy Spirit. This can never be forgiven, and that is the sin unto death, the eternal separation from God. Generally, every human being is guilty before God and receives the forgiveness of sin from him who alone can forgive, who forgives all thine iniquities and healeth all thine disease. Psalm 103:3. Blessed are they whose iniquity are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Romans 4:7-8. This is important. The practice of the Roman Catholic Church, to express it mildly, it unscriptural. All through life, sins are being forgiven, and from birth until death, salvation is administered. But after death, the mourners are told that the deceased, this is the Catholic Church who has taken this authority, that they never receive. But after death, the mourners are told that the deceased, in spite of having received even but the last sacrament, did not go up but landed in purgatory. There he shall be further cleansed from his sin committed in his lifetime, although having received forgiveness all the time. What a paradox. By the way, there is no purgatory as such, and it was invented, as were many other doctrines and dogmas. The Swiss reformer Zwingli wrote like this: "Therefore, purgatory, such is called the deceptive fire atonement, but can nowhere be verified in God's word. How is possible that we can be so dumb to believe such faith, suspective and foolish talk?" We see the same person who defend purgatory teach us how one can quench the same. They themselves offer to be the fire extinguisher. They said, "You must pay money. We feed the fire will quickly diminish." If those who take the money bravely say mass, pray and sing songs, they read mass at the same time, stretch out their hand after money. This is the Nicolai's spirit. Now, Brother Frank, I speak about the Catholic Church, the story. Nicolaitan spirit. The proclamation of the Pope must be classified. Since the coming into existence of the universal church, many news and strange things were invented, taught and proclaimed as dogmas which have absolutely nothing to do with the original Christendom. The believer who of the early church did not know anything about candles, incense, or holy water. The same applied for the beatification or canonization of the deceased of their veneration. There was no daily mass, no calling upon the Mother of God, and no convent. Before me, it is a list of the various proclamation, right to the declaration of the infallibility of the Pope in the year 8070, of which we shall mention later. Against this were strong protests among the present. 79 German theologians were against, and only 25 for it. In 1950, the dogma was proclaimed that Mary ascended bodily in heaven. You see what the devil has done. There were people who were against, but after that, they accepted. The dogma of Mary ascended in 1950. All these things doesn't have a biblical foundation. It's written in the Bible, no one ascended if not the one who descend from heaven, the Son of Man, who is in heaven. John 3:13. Let us read again John 3:13. This is a key word, is an important word. John 3, speaking about Nicodemus, the new birth. We can read from verse 15. From verse 11, verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and we testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? You see how the Lord speaks in parable. He was speaking things that seems that seem unknown for people who were not used to hear the word of God. And no man, verse 13, and no man had ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. How is it possible? As Moses lift up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have eternal life. How come no man has ascended up to heaven but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven? He was God. We've been reconciled. We've been reconciled in with God through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. He was already the Lamb slain before the foundation of the word. Then it was made flesh to die. Then he went up now to intercede for us as a lawyer, advocate. But he descended, but he was still up. It's a revelation. For this reason, it's important, this verse. The Catholic Church is impossible. They cannot have this thing. The proclamation, we continue with Brother Frank, the coronation of the Pope must be classified as being antichrist because they are directly contrary to Christ's own declaration. At the Council of Ephesus in 431, Mary was declared Mother of God. From then on, the different titles were added, such as Queen of Heaven, Mediator, Advocate, Mother of Mercy, Mother of the Church, and the one who bruised the serpent's head. mediator. In Italian, the mediator, they give a name of Mother of Mercy, Mother of Church, and the one who bruised the serpent's head. The many descriptions which apply only to Christ were transferred and given to Mary. All this is Antichrist. He is the king. He is the mediator. He is the advocate. He is the one who bruised the serpent's head. If Mary is the one who has done all this, where do we place Christ and what has he done? The reformer Martin Luther has spoken up regarding church council and the declaration made by the Pope attending the Reichstag at Worm in 18 of April 521. His statement is documented in the church history. Because I don't believe the Pope nor the council, as it a fact that they often erred and caught themselves in contradictory statement, so am I, if not conquered by the testimony of the scripture and illuminating reasons, am I conquered by the testimony of the scriptures I referred to, and am taken a prisoner in God's word. Retract I cannot and will not, because to act against the conscience is not safe and not beneficial. So help me God. Amen. History proves how fallible the popes were. Until the end of the 30 years' war, there were 245 popes, 24 anti-popes, and a fable which was long believed to be a natural truth, historical truth, one woman pope. 19 popes had left Rome, 35 reigned outside Italy, 8 did not reign longer than 1 month, 40 than 1 year, 22 up to 2 years, 54 up to 5 years, 57 up to 10 years, 51 up to 15 years, 18 up to 20 years, and only 10 popes reigned longer than 20 years. From the 245 popes, 31 were declared usurpers and heretics. Among legitimate popes, 64 died by force. 18 popes were poisoned, 4 were strangled, and 13 died in peculiar manner. Rome, or more precisely the Vatican, has assumed universal authority, which in no way is justified by God's word. So just think a little bit, how millions of people are submitted to this authority, to this papal authority. How millions of people being lied today in this world. And today in this world, this Pope is the best, but before God is the worst that the Catholic Church, Italian and worldly, had. Is the worst of all. It's terrible. It's like a communist. It's like this. Look at what he's doing. He's preparing, he's identifying himself fully in the preparation of the Antichrist. He's doing all to agree with Muslim and Gaza and all those people. And Israel for him is a stumbling block. What he's doing now is terrible. People are looking at him like a messiah. He's is a serious matter. The legend that Peter was in Rome and even being a bishop there for 20 years is a desperate effort to justify the invented assertion by the universal church. This is important for the Catholic Church. They say they found under the Vatican, they found also the place where Peter used to sit. They have the chair where Peter used to sit. They invented things like this for them to keep the structure of the Catholic Church. Historians only record of a Simon Magus who made a great impression on the Roman Senate because of his sorcery tricks. Indeed, the mission trip of Paul and those of Peter are clearly described. There is no doubt about them. If Peter would have made a trip to Rome, that would have been an outstanding event, a sensation, and most certainly it would have been recorded. According to Galatians 2:9, Peter, James, and John gave the end of fellowship to Paul and Barnabas and agreed that Paul and Barnabas would minister to the nation, whereas Peter, James, and John would be working for the Jew. Paul has written a letter to the church in Rome, and at the end, he greets 27 persons by name, but Peter is not found in this list. Also, in the many letters Paul wrote being in Rome to the churches and single Britain, Peter is not mentioned even a single time. If one considers the Word of God and compares it with the religious development, it becomes quite evident that none of the doctrines the Roman Church invented can stand the test of the Holy Spirit, the test of the Holy Scripture. The self-established authority of the Pope is totally unfound. In the whole of the Church history, it not recorded even a single time where a Pope had received a divine call or had experience with the Lord. On the contrary, it is commonly known that the Pope are determined by the conclave, the college of the cardinal. We are going to stop here. May God grant us grace. We came out of this Egypt, this Babylon. Was the denomination? Who is the Catholic Church? God has granted us grace. And we stop here in what we read before. As God has given to the church this power, the key of the kingdom, the key to enter in the kingdom of God, to forgive sins in the human way, the divine way. These things I believe we have understood it. They are wonderful things and deep, and they are also important. They've been preached. There is a confusion everywhere. May God bless us and grant us grace. This key is important. Is the key of kingdom. When John the Baptist, to introduce the Lord Jesus Christ, he was the one to prepare the way. I will stop with this. He had the key. Then he opened to the Good Shepherd. All those who were baptized with the baptism of John, they permitted to the Lord, they received the word, they received the Messiah, they received also the kingdom of God. All those who did not accept, they made the plan of God without effect for them. As Brother Branham also, I said before God, as Brother Frank also, they have this key to open the scriptures. The key to let Jesus Christ to enter biblically and also prophetically. The first messenger to prepare the messenger to prepare the first coming of the Lord is like this. So, and the good pastor is through that God has to call him before. The same was with Brother Branham. God gave him the key to let the Messiah to enter in the bride or in the church of Jesus Christ for them to receive him fully. Are you there? The key is the word, is Jesus Christ, is the message. The message will forerun the second coming of Jesus Christ. This is the key. For this reason, I say many, may God open their understanding, because they did not receive yet this key. They have the knowledge of the message. You can know the message, or you can know Brother or Brother Frank, but you don't have the key. May God give the key. And the bride has already received the key. Amen. That's why I say that it's not to just to waste time. But we receive this message. The Lord has granted us grace for us to see still today what God is doing in His church, His bride. The five wise virgin, they are already ready. They ready. The scripture are saying so. Joshua and Caleb, Enoch, they are type of the church, or the bride who's going to be raptured. He's already ready. He went before the others. I'm saying that with all my heart. In Krefeld, I've seen a man of God, old and been called by God. And I believe he's already ready. I was saying that to Brother Jean-Michel, that Brother Frank is ready. But now, according to Matthew 24:14, according to Luke, etc., is ready. You see? Do you understand? That's why the church has to be ready already now. We don't know when. I say it with all my heart in the name of Jesus Christ, but we have to be ready. We do not need to be influenced. There are things that the devil is putting before our eyes. all kind of things. But the life is something else. Hallelujah. May God bless our heart and give us strength and give us the right taking of position, because we hear always these things. We are getting there. We are just approaching Him. It seems like this coronavirus, it seemed to stop, but then it started again. As we said last time, there is no bird which falls if not God permitted it. So we're asking to ourselves, why this coronavirus is here? I'm not saying that just to repeat it, but I'm saying it to because we see it everywhere. He's the one who opens our heart and he makes us understand all His word. Thank you, Lord, to have chosen us. Thank you to have chosen our lives, unworthy, incapable, fragile, and weak, but you wanted to do it. To you all the glory. You only, Lord, you are the one in whom we glorify ourselves, knowing that it cannot come from a man, but you are the God of spirits. Thank you, because tonight we read of your word as you showing us always the way or the path for us to enter in the kingdom. We enter already, as you said it. Use little flock, as it pleased to the Father to give to you the kingdom. Continue to visit your church, not only the members who are reunited here in my name, but also those who are in all the parts of the world. You are the one who gather your children. The wise virgin, they have oil already with them, and they are ready. Come and have a fellowship with us, as you had with the two disciples toward Emmaus. Walk with us and speak to us. Oh Lord, thank you. Thank you for my brothers and my sisters. Thank you for the members of the body of Christ. Continue your work. Come, Lord, come. We can't say shorten the time for the time to pass quick and you to put a stop and to put your word in fulfillment. There are still those who have to enter, is true, Lord. We pray for those who have still to enter. How worried is that, Lord? You know how to let them in, and you know how to act. And you know how to bring them in inside your inside your house. You are the one who teaching. Grant us grace for the brethren, for the children, for those who have in our heart. Grant grace for our parents and for all those who have still to enter. We pray thee, Heavenly Father, come and we are just dust, but we pray in Jesus' name for you to ask to come, because the time is near. Yes, Lord Jesus Christ, thanksgiving, glory, honor to you, glory to glory for what you are doing, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.